Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I see that Extract has popped up into the news in the small cap world. Tell us a bit about how Extract's doing at Manica.
Oh, well, you know, that's the flagship where it all started. We've got the alluvials, as you know. They're producing, ever since we started, I think 2.5 years, they've produced a surplus of income over expenditure, which is good. We're exploring ways of bringing in a nearby concession in, which will add to what we're already getting. And then, of course, we're talking to a group in the final stages of working the free milling gold at places other than Fairbride. You know, there's these peripheral satellites other than Fairbride. And, of course, Fairbride is the jewel in the crown. Fairbride and Dutch Luck, supports it. And as you know, the coronavirus has set back the construction of the project at Fairbride, the Hard Rock, as I call it. That's already. In fact, you know, go to our website. If you care to go to our website, you'll see some new pictures of the plant. You'll see pictures of where it fits in with the nearby Omnia ball mill, etc. And so, really, that is all dependent on the coronavirus. But I'm rather hoping that coronavirus gone, we've got a 4-month build once we get the stuff up from South Africa. So that's our cash flow, and you know, that can be meaningful. We get 23%, and we're expecting about 100 kilos a month. Work that out for yourself. That's 23 kilos. Work on a margin of 50%. You know, and that's 23. That's about 11.5, and then that turns into some really serious income for the company on a monthly basis. So, and that's all going to happen in the relative short term. So Manica's doing well, doing everything we ask of it, and we're doing as much as we can within country, because obviously we can't control the coronavirus. We're doing as much as we can to maximise cash flows from our current horizon, so as to speak. Well, the Fairbride Hard Rock. Transformational, Zach.
In terms of the time frame, you said short-term retail investors are very short-term indeed. Is this a couple of months, 2-3 months, 6 months? What are we looking at?
Well, I mean, if coronavirus was to disappear today, we'd be in production by year-end.
Right, so it's a relatively prompt production horizon.
The nuisance of it all is the big parts, you know, the big parts and the tower crane. All stuck down in South Africa, so getting through the borders. But, you know, I'm hopeful that those borders are going to unlock shortly and we'll be able to get the equipment up there. We can throw civils. We're working on the tailings dams. We're doing whatever we can. We're not just standing still waiting for the big parts, but obviously we need that tower crane and before we can erect. But a visit to the website will be useful for our shareholders and would-be shareholders. Of course, we show some of the equipment and the configuration of the plant.
Right.
But four or 5 months. So, as I say, were the borders to lift today, we'd definitely be in production by year end.
Right.
At around about 100 kilos a month, of which we get 23%, obviously less cost.
Yeah.
So, you know, work on a margin of 50, 45%, and then you can turn that into cash. Which I'm not allowed to on these sort of discussions, but it's, you know, you can use your own gold price, work on a 40 to 50% margin, and there's some serious cash spewing out of that project.
I mean, speaking of the gold price...
For about 5 or 6 years, of course.
Speaking of the gold price, I mean, do you think that over those 4 or 5 or 6 years, we'll have a trend higher for the gold price?
Well, you know, it's so political now, so political. There's so many factors, geopolitical, you know, we're having a strong dollar, weak gold, weak dollar, strong gold, dollar's definitely weakening, inflation, God only knows when you start printing $3 trillion worth of new notes, what's that going to do down the line to inflation? Does Donald get to run the show for another 4 years? Does Joe run the show? What happens if Joe runs the show? He's got to get the train back on the track. But to me, that's going to be a weak dollar. So there's a lot of noise out there which is going to be very supportive of gold. I've hated, you know, I've tried not to forecast the gold price. I just love things where, like copper, for example, supply demand. I love them where, you know, when there's a driving force, which you can understand. But, you know, gold is doom. Doom and bad news and crikey. There's enough about that for all of us. All of us, you know. So, the underlying fundamentals means that gold's going to be in this sort of a run for the foreseeable future. And I can't wait to get that Fairbride into production.
Okay, well, I'm sure the shareholders agree with you. Colin Bird, Executive Chairman, Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.